The proposed rail line, called the Purple Line, will run right through here to this Silver Spring stop on its path through the Maryland suburbs. But 70-year-old actions are affecting today's decisions, and it's anything but business as usual.
My maternal grandparents, my paternal great-grandparents, and I also lost my aunt, my father's sister. The suffering didn't end in the gas chambers and the crematoria of Auschwitz.
Maryland resident Ellen Lightman cherishes keepsakes of her family, lost in the Holocaust.
There was always this hole about what were they really like.
During World War II, France was overrun by German troops, and French trains and rail employees were placed under Nazi control. Lightman's family members were among 76,000 people, mostly Jews, transported by SNCF rail to Nazi death camps.
They were paid per head per kilometer to transport people, human beings. They were complicit, and they need to be held accountable.
SNCF did not do it. The Nazis did it.
Alain Larey is president of SNCF America and says the company also paid a heavy toll.
800 were executed because they had disobeyed orders. Another 1,200 were deported and murdered in deportation. So when I hear that we somehow were complicit, I say, were we really complicit with more than 2,100 of our own employees being murdered by the Nazis?
International agreements between France, which controls SNCF, and other countries have already provided remedies for Holocaust victims. International law professor Mark Lagon.
It is actually the French government that needs to get off the dime and provide for the U.S. what it has for four other countries.
Some worry that pushing SNCF to pay reparations now could damage current French-American negotiations.
I feel the opposite. It's, in a sense, the bad cop that allows negotiation to take place successfully with a good cop in the executive branch.
For SNCF, billions are at stake ahead of fast-approaching bidding deadlines.
In France.
For Lightman, justice has no expiration date.
It went back to them, return to sender, you know, because they were transported out of there already.
She vows to fight on, continuing to speak for those who can no longer speak for themselves.
There is no cutoff for forgetting or not remembering.
Officials involved in the negotiations hope to settle the dispute on Holocaust reparations for U.S. citizens by the end of summer. That is well within the time frame for finishing the new line here, since the winning bid will be selected in 2015. Reporting in Silver Spring, I'm Carla Babb, VOA News.